Welcome back to the Bushnell Project and our December project in Making Marriage Great. Looking at this Christmas story or the incarnation of God and drawing heavily on one of my favorite books by J.I. Packer, Knowing God. So it is my favorite J.I. Packer book, but it is also one of my favorite books, period. Knowing God by J.I. Packer. And on page 55, continuing our study looking through this and hoping that, guys, you've invited your wives and that you guys are having some good conversation about the incarnation of Jesus Christ and just the importance of Christmas, right? Not the holiday, but of what it means, the real story behind it. And so to encourage you in that. Watched a really interesting movie with my wife, Beth. She and I sat down and watched The Man Who Invented Christmas or something like that. And it was about Dickens, who wrote The Christmas Carol. And it's sort of the story behind him writing The Christmas Carol. And I think it was somewhat historical and creative, but I thought it was pretty good. It's a provocative movie. And then at the very end, it talks about some of the facts that came from him writing that book. Anyway, so a little side note, sorry about that. Chase that squirrel for a little bit, or rabbit, whatever you want to call it. But on page 55, just continuing on, and the first thing he's saying here from the bottom of page 54, the baby born at Bethlehem was God. And looking at what the language of the Bible says, so he goes on to write, he was the Son of God, or as Christian theology regularly expresses it, God the Son. The Son, note, not a son. As John says, and we're talking about John, the author of the gospel writer, says four times in the first three chapters of his gospel, in order to make quite sure that his readers understood the uniqueness of Jesus, he was the only begotten or one and only Son of God. So we see that in John 1:14 and John 1:18, and then we see it again in John 3:16 and 3:18, right? Accordingly, the Christian church confesses, I believe in God the Father and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. And so he goes on to write, because sometimes we have many others who will say, well, he was a Son of God, or he was not the only Son of God, or in the Son of God, that he was a creation of God the Father. So let's ponder about that, because we do have some that say that, or say that of us, right? So J.I. Packer continues on, and this is his paragraph so that you know I'm continuing to quote J.I. Packer. Christian apologists sometimes talk as if the statement that Jesus is the only begotten Son of God was the final and complete answer to all questions about his identity. But this is hardly so, for the phrase itself raises questions, and it can easily be misunderstood. Does the statement that Jesus is God's Son mean that there are really two gods? Is Christianity then polytheistic, as Jews and Muslims maintain? Or does the phrase Son of God imply that Jesus, though in a class by himself among created beings, was not personally divine in the same sense as the Father is? In the early church, the Arians held this, and in modern times, Unitarians, Jehovah's Witnesses, Christadelphians, and others have taken the same line of thought. Is it right? What does the Bible mean when it calls Jesus the Son of God? So a great paragraph sort of unpacking this reality that we need to deal with. What do we mean? What do I believe when I say that this baby born in Bethlehem is the Son of God, that Jesus the Christ, Jesus the Messiah, is the Son of God? What do I believe? When what did John mean in his gospel? What do true believers with a real biblical worldview believe? There is a lot of confusion out there, and it's going to get worse if we don't settle down and think through some of these things, because while it's about a relationship, we need to know who we're having a relationship with here, right? That we're having a relationship with the Son of God, Jesus Christ. That through Jesus, we have this relationship with God the Father. And so We're going to talk more about that. But be asking yourselves, look at the gospel chapter 1, John chapter 1, and John chapter 3, and ask yourself about who is this Jesus. And let's come back tomorrow and see what J.I. Packer says. God bless you guys.